Philip Sample, PA.TD, George Gear. Today's date is 01/06/2022. Dictation is for Miss Carrie Wallace. Wallace spells W-A-L-L-A-C-E. Carrie spells C-A-R-R-I-E. Date of birth is 06/02/1971. A 52-year-old young lady here. Correction, 50-year-old young lady here for a routine follow-up period. Patient has a history of opioid use disorder, depression, arrhythmia. Is there for follow-up today only for opioid use disorder? She stated that since her last visit, she has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care. And today says she has no complaints, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication analyses are reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph, physical exam. She's alert-oriented, obese young lady, in no acute distress. Her vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 97% at room air. Blood pressure is 138 over 82. Pulse 125. Respiration 18, temperature 98, period. Next paragraph. Cardiac, irregular rate and rhythm. She's tachycardic. Again, next paragraph. HEANT normal. Next paragraph, neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious signs. No respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion. Next paragraph, cardiac regression. Next paragraph, abdomen is distended secondary to obesity. No tenderness to palpation. Normal bowel sounds, no peritoneal signs, no rigidity, period. Next paragraph, skin. No abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, range of motion. She bears weight well with no antalgic gait, no peripheral edema, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves to the tendons grossly normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affect are normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is opioid use disorder, number 2 is arrhythmia, in parentheses, tachycardia, close parentheses. Again, patient and I, again, this problem is recognized. I've started seeing this patient in March of 2021. At that time, I identified dysrhythmia, rapid heartbeat, and we had a discussion about the importance of getting this evaluated by a specialist, and patient said she just cannot afford it then, and she cannot, says she cannot afford it now. She said as soon as she gets the funds, she is going to see a cardiologist to have it fully evaluated. We talk about the significance of this findings, and she says she understands. Next paragraph, medication refill. Next assessment, obesity. Next assessment, depression, period. Patient's medication will refill as follows. Suboxone 8/2 milligrams SL film, 1 film BID for 30 days, number 60. Next medication, venlafaxine 75 milligrams, 1 pill daily for 30 days, number 30. This, in parentheses, is the 8 cl ER version, close parentheses. Next paragraph, urine drug screen was done clinic today. Urine drug screen was unremarkable. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of dictation.